Hello, Bengal fans. I'm Hugh Jackson, offensive coordinator of your Cincinnati Bengals.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go. We got to get better today. Got to get better today.
What's up, bro?
You all right?
I'm good. Straight.
Now, what up, 5-5? It's your world. If I had your hands, I'd cut mine off. Huh? I'm always your friend. Wait, whoa. You think I ain't your friend because I compete with you? When have I never not been your friend? Let me catch you on the street corner. Then you'll know if I ain't your friend.
My coaching philosophy on offense is do everything we can to score points, to involve as many of our top players as we can. We have some very good young players here, and try to do everything I can to put them in a position to be successful.
You're just going to come out of it under control. When you turn out, you just fly. Don't hook. That linebacker's going to be on top of you. You still got to run out, but under control. He throws it on his shoulder. You turn up and go. Outside the corner, said. Good. Yeah, turn like spot. You know what I mean? That happens. That happens like, hey, if that one happens like that, that's good. If that one happens like that, then that's good. Okay? Come on, faster motion. By the way, get him, run!
I played at the University of Pacific, which is in Stockton, California, and I've coached at several stops. After the University of Pacific, I went to Cal State Fullerton, from Cal State Fullerton to the University of Berkeley, from the University of Berkeley to Arizona State. I had a World League stint in between there, which took me to London, which was a lot of fun. I'd never been out of the country, so that was an opportunity to do that. And then I've had several NFL stops, from the Washington Redskins to my first stint here at the Cincinnati Bengals, to the Atlanta Falcons, to the Baltimore Ravens, to the Oakland Raiders, and back to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Come on, get lined up. Let's go. Get back in auto. Huddle up. Huddle up. Huddle up. Huddle up. Quit waiting on them. Quit waiting on them. Good decision. Good decision. That way. Good decision by you. Good decision by you.
I understand the lay of the land here. I understand the environment. I understand what the organization is trying to have happen here, which is win a championship. There's great leadership here from Mike Brown all the way down through the other upper management of Katie and Troy and Paul Brown. And then you go to Marvin Lewis. I mean, Marvin's done it as well as anybody in the National Football League here. So I think my first stint here really gave me an opportunity to understand the culture of the Cincinnati Bengals. And being back here now, I think I'm prepared to help them get to where we want to go.
Sometimes you need a day like today. Today's good. I like these days sometimes. Sometimes. I don't like them very often, but I do sometimes. That's why y'all make that block. Good, Gio. Good. Good.
When you're just a position coach, all you do is worry about your position. You don't get really caught up in the whole big picture of the organization and how we work, how we do things, why you don't do certain things. So I'm a little less stressed as I used to be in the past, because I do understand the demands of being the head coach and exactly what Marvin has to go through to prepare his football team.
That's it. That's a good route. You don't leave me hanging?
Oh,
okay. Boom, there you go. Dig that back foot in the ground.
I think there's a lot of good talent here, a lot of young talent. But talent alone don't help you win. We just got to create an environment for these guys to be all they can be. We got to coach them up, and they got to allow us to coach them. And then we got to take it out on the field and watch the magic happen.
God, come on, come on, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Good. Up in his face, Jace. There you go.
You, having been a part of the coaching staff here for the last two seasons, has a great feel for the personnel that's currently on the football team, a great feel of the demeanor, the temperament, and so forth, and allows him to move forward and push us in a direction that he'd like to see us improve offensively.
Come on, let's go. Come on, man, come on.
Let's go.
I know, I love what you did. Yeah, we should. But I love what you just did. Well, let's hit that samba gun. Let's go. Come on, man, they smell blood, boys, I'm telling you. They smell blood.
Why is he throwing that ball?
Gio.
Why are you throwing the ball to him? No, but you tell me why you're throwing it to him when you got a back in the flat over there.
Fans, I tell you what a tremendous three-year run we've had, and we're embarking into new territory. I hope you guys jump on for the journey that's ahead, because it's going to be a lot of fun. It's exciting. I truly believe the time is now for our organization, and I think we're ready to take that next step.